You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Friday.
It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday.
But I lost my job. I will explain in just a moment, and I lost my job. We're going to do 3 hours of Ask Dr. Jesse questions, but we're going to do it with a heavy heart tonight. The questions are everything from TikTok to racism to food to one of my favorite history podcasts to everything else. We'll get into a little bit more of the bombing in Syria stuff that's happening today and everything else. But first, I want to just say something. Losing a job hurts. All right? It hurts. But I'll pick myself back up again. I saw this headline today, and Mayor Eric Adams has tapped New York City's rat czar. I wanted the job. I was ready for the job. I even let the mayor's office know I was ready to be the rat czar. Plus, it paid $170,000 a year. I was ready. I was standing in the breach. But they just gave it away to someone else. So I lost that job. I'm going to stick with radio and TV, I guess. Have fun with your rats, New York. Don't blame me. Let's get right into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, though. Oh, holy one. Oh, let's dial that one down. I have a good buddy that rides with me to work every day in southern Mississippi, where we build American warships. That's so cool. He shares my same values, worship leader at his church, one of the most hardcore Christians I've ever met, yet he refuses to get off TikTok. What could I say to him? TikTok has been all over the news for obvious reasons. We talked about it extensively last night about how it's Chinese spyware. It's not just that they're collecting your data. They're manipulating your worldview and the worldview of children. They see the world through the lens of social media. We talked about all that yesterday, so I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm going to give you the yang to the yin. That was last night. Tonight, let's discuss something, Frank. One. All of us, every single one of us, you, me, Chris, Michael, every single person on the right is making mistakes, doing things that are not perfect in their life, shopping places they shouldn't be shopping, buying services from people they shouldn't be doing. We are all guilty. Our goal is always to get better. That we are all guilty of it. You are, I am, everybody. Did you know I'm going to John Wick 4 tomorrow with the wife? I'm going to go watch John Wick beat people up and shoot them in the head. And I haven't looked up the movie yet. And I've purposely not looked up the movie because I don't want to find out it's commie trash because we already bought the movie tickets. There's a chance I'm going to support commie trash tomorrow. I hope not. The other ones haven't been. But what if this one is? What am I saying? Let's understand something here. We have to come together and support each other, and we have to become an anti-communist community. We have to be. If you have a friend or you yourself can't get off TikTok, you like the funny videos, and I've seen them. I know they're funny and great. It's not good. It's not what you want. I wish your pastor buddy or worship leader buddy was off of there. But it's not the end of the world. You can take a little jab at him every now and then like buddies do, but all of us are flawed. All of us make mistakes when it comes to that. And allow me to bring up something else that might make you uncomfortable if that already didn't. Do we want to have a talk about America's government? Well, what's the argument about TikTok? I made it last night, and now, no, I don't want you to use TikTok. I don't have TikTok. No one in my family has TikTok. I don't want you to use TikTok. But again, if we're going to give the yang to the yin, what's the argument against TikTok? The Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, they're not only collecting your data, they're manipulating the things you see to program you for a desired outcome, an outcome they want. Do we want to bring up the United States of America, their government, including the FBI, and the government coordination with social media sites you use here? Do we want to bring up the FBI's involvement in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them? Do we want to bring up the fact the United States government censors, that they manipulate what you see? Don't believe me? Well, hop in a time machine and go back in time 2 years and go online and say something about ivermectin treating COVID and see how that works out for you. By the way, we now have confirmation, a trove of emails proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that the White House, the President of the United States of America, gives orders for people he wants censored, and Twitter and Facebook obey those orders. That the Federal Bureau of Investigation didn't want you or me to find out about Hunter Biden's laptop, so they called a meeting with Facebook, according to Mark Zuckerberg's own admission, and told them to censor the story before it came out, and they did. Yeah, TikTok sucks. Yeah, the Chi-Coms suck. You suck, China. Yeah, all this is bad. But I think it's time for all of us to acknowledge the very uncomfortable truth that the call is coming from inside the house. The truth is, as horrible and evil and threatening as China is, our own government has declared war on us. They have. They're out there manipulating you, censoring you. They hate your guts. That's just the God's honest truth. This is, we have a government not only filling up with filth like this, they're making sure it's all you see, and they're making sure you obey like a good little boy and girl.
I want to close by sharing a personal experience that influenced.
This is an Air Force guy, by the way. I'm going to mention this. This is an Air Force guy.
My appreciation for how diversity and inclusion drives better outcomes. In my last job, we planned to release a report on aerospace and defense in the year 2050, and I wanted to do it at South by Southwest, the nation's largest technology and innovation festival. To reach that type of educated, creative workforce at South by, we needed to compete for attention with consumer-facing brands that often spent millions to launch their products or TV shows. I thought we could get noticed by giving away cool swag alongside the report, and my idea was branded socks. We spent some time debating the color of the socks, the logo, and just how many to order. And just before finalizing the plan,
branded socks. This guy's gay, by the way.
A young woman on my team came in and asked if she could speak to me privately. She confided, "Alex, you know women don't really wear crew socks." I asked, "Well, what do they wear?" And she responded, "Ankle socks." It had never occurred to me to order any other kind of socks than the kind that I was familiar with. Her suggestion had merit, and we ended up ordering half ankle and half crew socks.
Yeah, I'm already bored. This is the Air Force Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion going on to describe to everybody the new American policy, including for our military, of focusing on diversity. And they're manipulating everything you see online with that intended goal. There's a new movie. I think it's on Netflix. I'm not sure. One of the queens, one of the English queens. I don't think it's Elizabeth, although it may be. She's dead already. But she's a black woman. It's ridiculous. The queen was white. But we have our own problems here at home. So, yes, TikTok is a problem. It is a problem. It's a problem we should address. There's no question about it. But honestly, while you're riding your buddy about getting off of TikTok, are you on your Facebook page while you do it? Are you on Twitter while you do it? As we all complain, myself included, about the Chi-Coms, are we willing to accept that the United States government is running psychological operations against its own citizens? It's just a fact. All right, let's get out of there. Let's deal with, you know what? Let's deal with all this DEI stuff. I still can't believe I'm not the Rat Czar of New York, but let's deal with the DEI stuff. Someone wants to know about the war on racism, and we'll talk about that. First, let's listen to this millionaire, Robert Kiyosaki. I don't know if I said that right, but who cares?
The Fed and the FDIC are signaling hyperinflation, which makes gold and silver even better because this thing here is trash. They're going to print more and more of this fake money. And that's what the Fed and the FDIC is signaling. We're going to print as much of this as possible to keep the crash from accelerating.
Have you seen what's going on in Europe today? I know we don't pay attention to Europe. Have you seen what's going on in Europe? The train is coming around the bend. Have you bought gold and silver yet? And maybe more important than getting physical gold and silver in your hands, and that is critically important right now, your 401k and IRA, are they still sitting there naked? No protection in the market at all? You need a gold and silver shield for them. Oxford Gold will weave that into your portfolio, so when this bubble goes pop, you aren't left with nothing. Call them. 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Get it delivered to your home. Get it in your retirement portfolio. Don't end up as a Walmart greeter at 80 because you need the money. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Walmart greeter. 833-995-GOLD.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do you remember when that guy on the radio, I've heard he's a world famous author, Chris, but do you remember when that guy on the radio told you the gas stove ban thing was a done deal as soon as they announced it?
And all those crazy communists, the journalists in this country who are really just communist apparatchiks, they ran to their papers and said, stop being paranoid, there's not going to be a ban. And AOC got on her Instagram and said, Republicans are so stupid, scaring people about a ban. There's not going to be a ban. Huh, that's interesting. Headline, New York nears deal. That's hard to say that, Chris. Nears deal. That's difficult. Good thing I'm an orator, Chris. What is that guy? What do you call me last night? A scripter? That's a script. That's what I am. El scripter. Anyway, New York nears deal to ban gas stoves in new homes. Now, when they're getting called on it for being horrible monsters, they're doing the thing they always do. And this is going to lead me to an Ask Dr. Jesse question. Well, no. We're not going to ban your gas stove. No, yours will be fine. It's just those rich people.
The gas stoves that would be impacted are high-end gas stoves for the most expensive gas stoves. And the reason why they were found to be inadequate is because in many cases they have very heavy grates and the burners can be an oval shape, which causes an excess amount of natural gas to be emitted relative to the pot that's on there. So it's just, it's a wasteful use of natural gas.
Vicious little monsters. This is why, remember, the final form of this is horrific. The final form, when all these people finish destroying everything, is you're poor and you're miserable and it's awful. Let's get to this. Grand Poobah. It seems like the war on racism is the new war on terrorism. It's an intangible enemy and never-ending struggle the leftists seek out, whether it's there or not. What say you? His name is Steve. Well, listen. It's hard to explain. I've tried to explain this to my sons because my sons never cared. They still don't really care, but they never knew skin color was a thing. Now they can see, but in their little school they go to, there's all kinds of Asian kids and black kids and Indian kids and everything else. And they're friends with all of them. That's just never anything that nothing ever came up. And it's nothing the wife and I ever discussed. And I remember it was a gut punch moment once St. George Floyd died and Black Lives Matter began to take over the United States of America, which of course they did. The whole country was kneeling before them, including the FBI. That's one of the pictures that will always stick in my mind. Mitt Romney marched with them and the FBI kneeled for them and everybody went begging at Black Lives Matter. My sons, because every TV commercial became about it. Everything was about it. Everything was, oh, poor black people. Oh, black people are oppressed. Black people are this, black people are that. My sons finally came to me one day and said, Dad, do black people hate us? And that was such a gut punch moment because we had never, it's just not something that's a priority in our home. It was never a priority for them, but they have eventually got blasted with so much of this propaganda. It started creating questions inside of them, divisions inside of them. And we have to understand one thing right off the bat. The division is the point. That is the point of all this. The point is to divide skin color against skin color, man against woman, religion against religion. That they want division. That it is necessary for you to have animosity towards people who don't look like you or worship like you or things like that. It's necessary for their desired takeover and burning down of society. If I and the black dude who lives next door to me, not we get along great, obviously we're friends, but if me and the black dude next door to me, if we stop becoming friends and we start hating each other for the color of our skin, well, what are we both? Both of us. We're both easy marks for the communists to come in and say, hey, you know what, Jesse, you are right. That guy's black. He's a piece of trash. He's a racist because he's black and he hates you. Let's get him. Just give me some power and we'll get him. And then he can go shoulder tap my black neighbor and say, hey, did you see that Jesse over there? White guy. He's a piece of trash. He hates you. Give me power and let's get him. So one, let's understand that it's intentional. But two, for especially young people out there, I've tried to explain this to my sons. This was not, I'm not ever going to sit here and be pie in the sky and naive. Oh, there was no racism when I was growing up because racism, prejudice, really, forget racism, prejudice of some kind is the human condition. We all, every one of us, you, me, everybody holds a prejudice of some kind against some group of people. Now that it doesn't always have to be skin color. It can be religion. It can be a different nation. It can be whatever. You have a prejudice of some kind based on your life experiences and the influences in your life. Everyone does. So I'm not going to sit here and act like, wow, in my day, there was no racism. But in my day, in the 80s, really, when I grew up, 80s and 90s, it was just not something that was ever at the forefront of everything, of anything. And it wasn't something we thought about. When we sat down to watch a TV on Friday night, we would watch Full House that's full of white people, and we'd watch Family Matters that was full of black people. And in all my years watching it, I don't think we ever once discussed the fact that, well, they're white and they're black. It just wasn't something that came up at all. So why is it so prevalent now? What took us from there to where we are now? Let's discuss it. Hang on.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email your questions during the show. We're live. It's cool. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Guy asked a question about the war on racism. Now it's this never-ending struggle.
But just, I'm going to play a couple things for you here. because we're going to discuss why this came to be. Why wasn't this such a thing in the 80s, 90s, shoot, even early 2000s? But now it's everywhere. All you hear is crap like
don't
this.
Don't we want our children to be kind? Don't we want our children to know that slavery was wrong as I fight against slavery today that still exists?
Slavery fights against slavery today? What? Why is this such a thing? Why has it taken over everything? Well, as we just discussed, it is intentional, but they need people to despise each other because an angst-ridden person, a bitter person, is the only person who would ever accept communism in any form. We've discussed it before. I know we have a bunch of new listeners, so let's discuss it again. People will write in, hey, Jesse, I don't want my kids to become one of these commies. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What book should I have them read? What, you know what you should do if you don't want your kids to be a communist? You know what you should do? Teach them to be grateful. Teach them to look at the things around them, the clothes on their back, the food, the water, the parents, the siblings, the school they have, the new shoes on their feet, whatever they have. Teach them to appreciate the things they have. That doesn't sound like that's anti-communism, does it? Well, have you ever in your life seen a grateful communist? Ever? No. Remember, communism is not about the workers. Communism is simply the religion of the malcontent. Well, you need more malcontents if you're trying to take over a society as they are. If you're trying to infiltrate and infect and burn down every institution in America like they're trying to do, you need reinforcements. If you're going to get those reinforcements, you have to convince more people that they're miserable, that they're oppressed, that they're victims, that they're put upon. You're oppressed if you're a woman. You're oppressed if you're gay. You're oppressed if you're black. You're oppressed if you're this. You're oppressed if you're that. Why do they want to teach you that? Because an oppressed, bitter person, a person full of bitterness, victim mentality, stuff we talked about before, a person full of bitterness will hand over power to the person who promises to hurt the one they blame for their problems. If I go from being a happy person to being a bitter person, and I'm bitter at Chris. Chris has screwed everything up. Forget you, Jewish producer Chris. You suck. And let's say things start going to crap in my life. And I have someone in my ear saying to me, you know, it's Chris. Chris is the reason. Chris is the reason. It's Chris. If you just would start hating Chris, Chris is the reason. Then eventually someone comes along and says, hey, Jesse, put me in charge of your life. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hurt Chris. Well, eventually that message gets appealing, doesn't it? This is what we've done forever. And the beauty of the war on racism stuff, making everything about racism and this is racist and that's racist and you're oppressed and you're, the beauty of that is it's a war that never has to end because you can create it out of thin air. It's the most beautiful boogeyman in the world. You can create it without it because what they can't afford, what they can never afford is for it to end. Remember, Lenin himself wrote revolution without end. There cannot be an end to it. That's why they never, ever, 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 ever in the history of communism, not here in America in its cultural Marxist forms, not in Cambodia, not in the Soviet Union, not in China. No, they've never given you a final end goal, a specific thing. Why isn't there a thing? Because this is something that I watched the right do forever, and it was pathetic when Barack Obama was president, and Obama was stoking all those racial flames. He's a big reason why we have so much racial animosity in the country now. When Obama was pouring gasoline all over the racial fires in this country, you would see the right respond oftentimes. I say, okay, we're racist. We have a black president. We're clearly not racist. As if that would dissuade the communists. The communist knows we have a black president and black attorney general. We got black people on Supreme Court, black people at the highest levels of every portion of our society, from corporate America to education to everything. They know all that. That you could have the entire United States government with its God knows how many employees. You could have it be 100% black, all black. And there still wouldn't even be the tiniest bit of back off on this America's racist and we're oppressed. Why? Because it's never been about black people or women or gay people or climate change or anything. It's all about power. Burn down America, rule over the ashes. The war on racism out there, it's going to be a war without end because they can't afford it to end. That's why. I know that was a lot, but listen, these people, they're never going to stop poking and stoking and poking and stoking. This is what they do.
Extreme MAGA Republicans don't want the children of America to learn about the Holocaust.
What? It's a war without end. Hello, Dr. Nerd. What are your favorite? What'd you say, Chris? It's always, yeah, it's always been a revolution without end. Forever. Forever. This is what it's been. And in Cambodia, when they, because communism took, as always, a different form there, they blamed the educated people, the high society people. And so what they essentially did was they cleared them all out of the cities, and you took a bunch of professors and doctors and lawyers, and you frog marched them out into the countryside. And the ones you didn't execute on the way, which were many, you made them go become farmers, and you forced them to become slave labor. And they accomplished this very, very quickly. It's not hard when you own the military, which they eventually did, to empty out the cities of everyone you wanted. Well, they emptied out the cities and they accomplished everything they wanted very quickly in Cambodia, but they didn't back off, did they? Of course they didn't. It can't end. Hello, Dr. Nerd. Well, that's not very nice. What are your favorite history podcasts to listen to? I enjoy history, yet many podcasts I find include woke ideology and I end up tuning them out. I want the facts with some context and analysis without the political agenda. I'm a cheapskate and usually look for free content, but I'm so hungry enough for good content, I might be ready to throw a few nickels down. Thanks for being blunt and telling things as they really are instead of watering it down. His name is Ethan. Well, Ethan, I've got some bad news for you, buddy. This goes back to actually what we were just talking about. Remember your history itself, but let's discuss your history. Let's start there as an American, because I'll tell you one of the most putrid, wretched history podcasts I've ever downloaded in my life. It's called America History Tellers, or American History Tellers. It's one of those two. I forget what it is. And it's a big history podcast. You listen to 5 minutes of an episode and everything is, well, America sucks. Well, yeah, we suck, but this is what happens. Well, yeah, this slave owning loser fought. It's all that. It's all that. Well, your history, the history of your nation, the men who fought for it, the people, the innovators, the great people who fought and did different things in the corporate world, where every bit of your history is part of what makes you you. And ties you to your nation. They attack history with a purpose. We like to think that all this communism out there, it's always just woven into this sociology class or this or that. History might be the most important thing they attack. It's actually, remember, the different branches of American communism, from the feminists to the LGBTQ demon mob and the climate nutters, the different branches really have different parts of the country they're assigned to destroy because they need to burn it all down. The BLM portion of it, the race hustler portion of it, they've really led the charge on the destruction of history. And we'll discuss why, and then I'll give you some podcasts if I can in a second. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're talking a little bit of history in our education system here because someone asked me about a history podcast I prefer. Well, listen, the communist went into the history field with a purpose. Remember that. Your child is oftentimes being taught to hate America in history class more than any other class they have in school. Because if I can change your background, if I can change what you view or how you view your nation, then I can control everything. I've used this example before, but it's been a while. If I show up at your door and I tell you I want to burn down your home, you won't let me. Of course you won't. You love your home. Well, why do you love your home? Well, the memory's there, man. You got grandpa's World War II medals on the wall. This is where the kiddos open their gifts for Christmas time to everything. Well, if I can just get inside of your home and just start taking away the things you love or telling you bad things about the things you've previously loved. Oh, that's Grandpa's World War II medal. I did some looking into it. Turns out he was a war criminal, killed someone innocent. That Grandpa was a monster. Oh, that's where your kids open up their gifts. Remember, your child burned himself on the fireplace right over there. That fireplace has been a fire hazard ever since. It's probably going to burn this house down and kill you all. And if I can work on you over and over and over again, I might eventually get you to a place where you'll ask me to burn down your home. The people who do history podcasts in this nation and teach history in school, and no, this is not universal, but the people who do history oftentimes have been taught their entire life that America is an evil, horrible place. And while they'll collect all these historical facts and data and this date and this date and this date in history and this general and this person, and they have all these facts in their head, all those facts are filtered through the lens of America sucks. So they're approaching everything in that way. America sucks. You asked me for a recommendation. I'm sorry. I don't have many of them for you, but I do have a couple. I don't listen to many anymore, really hardly any, because I don't really have time to listen to anything. But I'll tell you some that I have on my phone. Ooh, here's one you've probably never heard of before that I find to be very good, usually about battles and things like that. Cauldron, C-A-U-L-D-R-O-N. I don't know the guy, by the way, but I've listened to several. He ain't no commie, and it's very, very, very good history. Cauldron, we just blew up his numbers, Chris. That'll be good for him. Cauldron, that makes me feel good. History Unplugged. It's actually done, I believe, by a professor. So you would think it would be really bad, and it may be a little slanted, but I haven't found it to be. I found it to be good information. Maybe not the most exciting storytelling in the world, but if you're a history nerd, really good information. Legends of the Old West. I enjoyed that. If you're into Old West ones, let me see here. Oh man, there aren't many. Oh, this one. I've brought this one up before, but I need to clarify something. You know that I always do a show you can listen to with your children. I love that you listen with your kids. It will always be that way. You won't have me cussing or saying a bunch of perverted stuff on the show. And it's not because I'm a good person. I hate that I can't let my kids listen to or watch anything now, so I'm never going to contribute to that. This next one is not that way. You shouldn't listen to this with your kids. But it also is very, very good, and it's funny. And it is not slanted against America. It's called Time Suck with Dan Cummins. He's a comedian who loves history. It's really good. He actually did one recently on Andrew Jackson, and I love Andrew Jackson. I've got to go back and I've got to listen to that at some point in time. But Time Suck is really, really good. But that one, I can't stress this enough, that is not for the kids. All right? Really, really not for the kids. Other than that, there aren't many. I can give you a couple very obscure ones you've never heard of before that I nerd out on if you'd like. There's one, they don't make this anymore. They haven't made it in years and years and years, but I thought it was incredible. It's called Warriors in Their Own Words. And what it is, it's somebody sitting down with, well, look, I'll give you, here's some of the people they sit down with. An ace fighter pilot. He won the Medal of Honor. They sat down with a German U-boat captain. They sat down, all these, an intelligence officer in Europe, all these guys, all these old timers telling their stories of things that they've done are really good. Oh, it does look like they're putting out new episodes. Okay. I really liked it. Warriors in Their Own Words. Now it's not really, you're not going to get the kind of history telling stuff like what I do when I tell you a history story, because it's an old timer being interviewed. But you will learn so much that you can never pick up anywhere else when you hear it from the horse's mouth. So there you go. There you go. I like that. I didn't know they were putting out new episodes. I got to go listen to that. Well, you want to talk about a generation that didn't need chalk. But sadly, we do. All right. They didn't have a bunch of estrogens in their water, in their plastics. We do. It's not your fault. When we talk about it, and this is becoming more mainstream as people realize how critical testosterone is for men and how much it's falling, it's free falling, is hurting our society as a whole. A lot of this, we blame men for it. And a lot of it's not your fault. I've got a bottle of water sitting right here beside me. I'm thirsty. I wanted a bottle of water. There's estrogen not only in the water, but in the plastic the water sits in. I'm drinking estrogen. What am I supposed to do about that? I can't make my own bottle of water. Chalk is out there with natural herbal supplements. Not big pharma stuff, natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Fellas, ladies, did you get married, want to have a baby? Might be a good time for the ladies to get on a female vitality stack, the men to get on a male vitality stack, because the sperm counts are dropping rapidly too. This is a reality where we are. This is society changing stuff. Get a subscription, because the savings on a subscription are absurd, and we're in a freaking recession, and it's about to get bad. But you can save 35%. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Look, the history stuff, I know you find it to be... I find it to be frustrating, so I bet you do too. It actually is one of the things that sickens me when I pick up history books, when I listen to history podcasts, and I see how they're framed. But I actually am happy that I know now. Because now I know, and my kids aren't in a garbage school. They're in an excellent school with our values. And even my kids will come home from history class with this twisted view of various things that have happened in the past. Oh, FDR's the best. Oh, Andrew Jackson's a real piece of trash. Oh, you have to start talking to your kids about what they're learning in history class, because the American communist has had a monumental amount of success in this country, taking that over and teaching generations of children that what is America? It's the genocide of the Native Americans, followed by slavery and then civil rights. And that's pretty much it. That's what America is. Anyway, class, what do you think about America now? It's what they do. They spend a day on the Constitution, spend 4 months on slavery. It's what we do. It's done intentionally. Intentionally. All right? All right. We still have 2 hours left. Let's talk about helicopter parents. Hottest women of Congress list. Someone has a question about that. And, well, flying. All that and so much more is coming up. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.